Welcome to the ESVS podcast. I am Melina Vega de Ceniga, and we are recording live at the 38th ESVS annual meeting this year in Krakow. There are 43 academy workshops running at the meeting, including seven within the academic pathway. And one of them, running for the first time, is non-technical skills for surgeons. Sitting here with me are the teachers of this workshop, Dr. Andrew Gorham, consultant vascular surgeon in Wolverhampton and current president of the Vascular Society of Great Britain and Ireland, and Dr. Rosie Darwood, consultant vascular surgeon and honorary senior lecturer at Leeds University, both of them from the UK. Thank you all for sharing the coffee break with us to talk about the importance of non-technical skills for vascular surgeons in general and about this workshop in particular.
Hi, thank you.
Hi, it's great to be here.
We did touch on this subject briefly in our previous podcast on the academic pathway of the ESVS, which I recommend our listeners to look for, but we're going to dive deeper today. Let's start at the beginning. What do we mean by non-technical skills?
Non-technical skills are a subset, really, of human factors, so how as humans we interact with each other and the environment that we work in. And we categorise the non-technical skills for surgeons as situation awareness, decision-making, teamwork, communication and leadership. And these have been developed following observation of operations and analysis by work done by Steve Yule and Rona Flynn from the University of Aberdeen and supported by the Royal College of Surgeons of Edinburgh.
I think it's all those things that are not just the technical function of doing the operation, it's how we manage the teams and work with each other. Just in any environment, really. So we focus on the operating theatre in the course, but of course we do a lot in teams outside with the MDT, with ward rounds. So I think it applies to all those elements of our interactions with each other.
I think they're things that we've known for a long time. When you observe some surgeons in theatre, the things that make an operation go well, aside from the technical skills, but it's actually creating a structure to describe what those consist of.
And why are they important for surgeons, for us vascular surgeons?
So we know that those aspects of non-technical skills, things like teamwork, communication, leadership, affect patient outcomes. And we know that's really important. And if you look at when things go wrong, those are the things that have usually failed, as opposed to people not having the right knowledge or the right skills to do the procedure. It's making the right decision and it's how we work together. So that's why they're really important, because they affect our patient outcomes.
And as you said, they can affect the planning, the preoperative time, the operative time, the post-operative time.
Yeah, I think it's what Rosie was alluding to. You see some theatres and some teams where everything happens smoothly. And I think it's that shared understanding and shared goals that we develop in that sort of team working environment. The plumbing is the straightforward thing of what we do, but actually the complexity of people's interactions are far more challenging, I think. It's far more difficult to unpick different elements of that, and I guess that's what we try and do in the course.
Being so important, when should these skills be taught?
So that's really interesting, and we were talking about this just before the podcast, weren't we? I think traditionally they've been things that people have perhaps either just observed, and some people have learnt and some people have maybe not adopted. And then when we've moved towards thinking about teaching them formally, they've been things that people have added on at the end of their training once they've sorted out the technical skills. And I think actually that's an approach that we probably need to change. It deprioritises non-technical skills, and it also is much more difficult to learn things at that stage when you've already acquired behaviours and followed role models. So I think really we need to start teaching it at the early stages of surgical training and then build on it throughout surgical training.
Yeah, so I have a particular view on this, and it's probably a personal bias because I run the School of Surgery in a region in the UK. So we run it for all 10 surgical specialties. And we decided when General Medical Council brought in a new curricula across all specialties that involved a lot of non-technical elements, that we would introduce knots to our surgical training programme. So now within the first 2 years of higher training, all our higher trainees come on the knots course as a sort of introduction to how to deliver this sort of work and how to change the environment, I guess.
Do Do you already have some results on whether introducing these skills early helps them acquire the technical skills and helps them in their training throughout?
Yeah, so we know that actually it increases their ability to acquire the technical skills because they can offload some of the other thought processes, because doing high technical skills interactions requires a lot of cognitive load, and we've all only got so much capacity. So if you can actually take some of that thinking away in a different structured process, it allows them to focus on picking up the technical skills.
Yeah, that's very interesting. How can these skills be taught?
There's a number of ways. So obviously, coming on a course gives you a framework to start understanding the non-technical skills, but that doesn't work unless you're able to take them back and practice them. In the KNOTS framework, we use it as an assessment tool. So actually, then with your trainer and with your trainees assessing each other in terms of your non-technical skills and debriefing and your non-technical skills. So I think it has to be backed up by practice and assessment.
I think that's a really important point, isn't it? How we get this culture change within different departments, because it's great training our trainees, but actually training the trainers is an important part of getting understanding and changing environment within individual training units.
Yeah, I totally agree. So you're running a 3-session, 6-hour workshop here in the ESVS. How have you structured it? How have you addressed it for this introduction?
So the workshop we're running today is what we call the masterclass. So this is normally run as a full-day workshop, which we've accommodated within the ESVS timetabling today. And that is broken down into sort of the 4 areas of non-technical skills that we cover. And the workshop consists then of small lectures and discussions about those, and also videos of observed operations that then lead on to discussions about those behaviours. So it's a very interactive workshop. Whatever level you're teaching KNOTS, and we teach it actually an introductory course to core surgical trainees, people are adult learners, people come with experiences, and you always learn from each other. And I think one of the strengths of KNOTS is actually when you can teach it across either a range of backgrounds or a range of specialities, because you look at how people are doing KNOTS differently in different scenarios, and I think that's really helpful.
Yeah, I think it's been really interesting today seeing that the same challenges exist in different healthcare systems, because both of us have run this a lot in the UK. We kind of focus thinking that these are specific UK problems, but actually listening to colleagues from around Europe, it's been really interesting to see the same challenges exist in different healthcare systems. So I think it's really nice to know that what we're talking about today is applicable across those different systems.
So I'm participating as a student in the workshop, and I'm finding really interesting with the discussions and the videos. I've got over 20 years experience, but you pick up on scenes that I've participated in, doing it rightly or wrongly, and you pick up on certain behaviors that are very common, some are uncommon, but we've all seen. And it's really, really interesting to pick them up, to be aware of them, and to think, oh, how can this be done better? And the discussions, as you said, internationally, they're very interesting. Might be different health systems, but the human nature is very similar, despite small cultural differences.
I think what's really interesting is none of us are perfect, and some of those videos we all see parts of ourselves within.
Yes.
And you think, I recognise I did that, and maybe I could do it in a better way going forward.
It is wonderful to get the framework and the taxonomy, because there are things we might have realised throughout the years, but we haven't put a name to it and a structure. So this definitely helps to identify different situations and see weaknesses we can improve within ourselves and within our teams. So after this workshop, how can we deepen in the non-technical skills? Because you talked about going back and practicing, but how can we practice with some kind of feedback or role model? How can we deepen on this?
Yeah, that's an interesting challenge, really. I think there are a number of areas. So there is a primer on non-technical skills called Enhancing Surgical Performance, which goes into more detail of the background literature around the course in terms of understanding the depth more. In terms of practicing it, I know some centres have been using the black box, operating room black box, that we'll talk about a little bit more this afternoon, which allows you to video and then analyse your behaviours in a bit more detail than just a video of what's been happening in theatre. Now, that's not something that's available widely at the moment, but that's a really interesting development and perhaps allows more accurate, structured feedback than just our recollection of how things went, which might not always be accurate.
Yeah, I think the black box would be nice to have everywhere, but I think sometimes it's just having those simple conversations after a procedure, particularly when you're in a training environment, and actually using the taxonomy in those conversations. And equally well, I think there's something to be said about actually taking the taxonomy and using it when we analyse cases in our morbidity and mortality meetings, and thinking about actually, you know, were there non-technical skills issues or elements to why things didn't proceed as we had expected?
These skills should be applied daily. How do you recommend they be assessed? How can we change the culture? First, I guess it will take active participation, but does this become so natural that it doesn't need to be assessed periodically, or do we have to really check that this is being done?
I think assessment is more about formative than summative assessment, so more about using the assessment as a feedback and training tool. You know, perhaps situation awareness at this stage wasn't demonstrated or wasn't good, or what could you have done differently in this communication aspect of it. So I think using the framework to provide feedback to enhance training is probably going to be more valuable than actually you have to reach this certain level of non-technical skills, which I think would be quite difficult to define. So I think using the assessment as a training tool is useful.
I think it's part of having that formative discussion every time you've been doing things in an operating theatre. We're very good at unpicking the technical elements of a case, but actually, you know, why do we not have that discussion about the non-technical elements? And I think we need to make it part of the sort of routine discussion when we come away from a case in theatre.
This is the first time this workshop has been run at the ESVS meeting. Will it happen in future years?
I feel that's a question back to you, Melina.
I think that's a question back to David Lewis, who's the head of the academic pathway.
Yeah. I think we would be very supportive of providing it. As I say, I've always thought it's been really valuable delivering it across speciality, which obviously we're not doing, but I think instead of that, we're delivering it cross-country, so you still get that real variety of perspectives, which I think adds to the richness of the course and adds to what we learn from it. Every time I do a NOTS course, I learn something from another member of faculty or from the delegates, actually, about how to apply NOTS, because it's not always easy, and sometimes about sharing the challenges like we have this morning.
We'd love to be invited back. Yeah, looking at it across cultures and different environments is a really valuable part of learning. And one of the things that we always say with the NOTS group is that the course is dynamic because it changes depending on actually what the tutors learn as well. Actually, we learn and help form the course within that structure. So it's great to see how other people work within their operating environment.
Well, I'm finding the workshop eye-opening. It's very useful. It's really fascinating. So I do hope this becomes a yearly set course in the ESVS. By the way, if you're not an ESVS member, what are you waiting for to join? Because there are lots of workshops and other activities you can profit from being an ESVS member here in the annual meeting and throughout the calendar year. We're reaching the end of this podcast. Any final thoughts?
Thank you, Melina, and thank you for hosting us.
Yeah, thank you for inviting us. I'm glad we're able to share what we think is important. I hope other people take it away to their units and departments. So.
I definitely will. But thank you so much for sparing some time with us. This is the coffee break after the first session of the workshop, and we have a busy day. Thanks for sharing all this wisdom with us today and for running the workshop. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And as always, thank you all out there for listening. More ESVS podcasts coming up soon. We're preparing a lot of material, much of it here at the ESVS annual meeting in Krakow. Keep tuned. Bye for now.